The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowah
and Abraham Donko.
In the headlines, after defeat in PNC presidential primary, Hassan Ayaraga forms new party to contest 2016 general election. Gipa drags NMC to Supreme Court on its new media content law. Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools directed to implement progressively free education policy. A massive snowstorm paralyzes eastern U.S.
TBC is mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The Electoral Commission is expected to present a provisional license to a new political party, the All People's Party APC, this week. The APC, founded by former flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayaraga, is expected to contest the November general election. This brings to 26 the number of political parties licensed by the Electoral Commission. Mr. Ayaraga fell out with the PNC following his defeat to Dr. Edward Mahama in the party's Congress, where he claimed he was unfairly treated. The latest development comes on the back of a PNC announcement that any member who had signed documents for the formation of Ayaraga's new party should renounce the decision. The APC, according to party sources, will officially be launched on Friday, January 29.
The Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association has petitioned the Supreme Court to strike out a new law which requires media owners to seek content approval from the National Media Commission before publication. Giba says some of the regulations in the new law is inconsistent with the 1992 Constitution
from the Tort Debt Recovery Levy.
Media freedom. The regulations in contention basically require media owners to apply for content authorization and submit program guide for approval and go by a set of rules stipulated by the NMC, or in default, pay a fine or serve between 2 and 5 years in jail. Dissatisfied with the new regulations and what they say is a threat to press freedom, Giba caused its lawyer, Kwame Boateng, to file a writ to invoke the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. Joining the suit as first defendant to the Attorney General, according to Giba, the regulations amount to censorship of the media and contravenes Article 1621 and 2 of the 1992 Constitution and is therefore void.
An international relations expert, Dr. Vladimir Ekridanso, says systemic and structural defects, as well as lack of good governance, are contributory factors to the instability Africa has suffered from extremists. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, he said the right institutions must be put in place to make democracy what it should be in Africa. Dr. Ekridanso thinks the security agencies must be insulated from governmental control.
It is both systemic and structural. Systemic globally, in the sense that the global system is something that breeds this kind of non-activism of non-state actors. Couple that with our own system
happening with a new
me and my people, and not the people as such. And in the social contract kind of system, what you have is to ensure human security. It is believed that the aggregation of human security, that is my welfare in terms of schooling, in terms of food security, all the kinds of security that I need, what you aggregate all these and each individual is assured of his security. There is no sense in trying to go beyond the state to try and acquire something else, that is guns, in order to do what. We build systems where
9.2, now we are here in the 70.